RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, indeed. It is the mixtape here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Happy Tuesday to you. Figgy Figs still off, but salute to the man, as is John Lopez. In their seats, Colin Neal and Brandon Scott, respectively. I'm Reginald Atula holding down the mixtape. Sorry about that. Let's go ahead and have a little fun with this.
No more, of course.
And, oh, look, there is a phone call happening with B. Scott. If you were listening earlier in the program, that is fun. Anyway, you can say it on air. You done said it on air already. What you doing?
I don't want to blow up his spot.
Oh, okay, very good.
But this family member has called me no less than three times.
Still looking for that car, huh?
During the show.
Still looking for that car.
It is.
I bet you want to hang out with the drive. Just avoid the phone call at this point.
Man, I haven't even ever called no girl this much. You know what I'm saying? And you know what we're looking for in that case?
I don't know what you mean at all.
Good company, good time, mm-hmm, conversation.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I've never done that. Never done it. I'm so confused.
Maybe they really need this car. Like, real bad.
I think there's a lot more going on. Oh. There's a lot more at play here, it seems like. Okay. You know?
Right.
Especially if you got cocaine dreams. That means you got all kind of stuff going on.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
And uh-huh.
I don't want no. My life is relatively simple. You know what I'm saying? I don't want no parts of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, don't complicate my life. Because you complicated yours.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
That's all I'm saying. But anyway.
Absolutely not complicated is the mixtape here. And this is sports adjacent, if you mind. You saw that the University of Houston Cougar football team won the Texas Bowl. You saw that up close in person at NRG Stadium over the LSU Tigers. The new coach of the LSU Tigers, Lane Kiffin, was in the building. Was he not?
Yes, he was. We got to see him a time or two. He was up there. Hey, I hate to do this for people that weren't there, but he was enjoying some of that delicious press box food as well. You know, they be having steak and all kind of stuff up there. Obviously, Lane Kiffin, a very rich man, but free food, free quality gourmet food is free quality gourmet food. And my man was up there chowing down.
I'm glad you brought all of those things up. Hold that notion of him being a rich man and free stuff, because we will talk about that. But real quick, I was watching this on television instead of going out to the building. Did it look as bad as it did to me when he was wearing that brown leather jacket?
Yes.
Because you know what it made me realize? He is a football coach in that he be outside in that sun all the time. His face kind of leathery.
Yeah, his face.
And it felt like his face matched his jacket.
He looked like a football. My man, he leaned way too much into the whole bowl season thing. I get that we're here for a football game, and like we were there to celebrate it. I did the pregame show. We was all there for the football. But it wasn't Halloween. The rest of us didn't dress up like footballs or goalposts or zebras, you know, officials and nothing like that. This man came up there looking like a certified actual football. I almost said pigskin, but that would have felt, for some reason, felt racist.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I didn't say it.
I
was about to say it. I was like,
it didn't feel right.
That's not what I'm going.
Listen, it did not feel right.
It's not what I'm going for at all.
Listen, this is Lane Kiffin, okay? He wants to be center of attention.
That's fair.
Okay. I'm not going to say my true opinions on the hire. I don't think it's going to work out. But anyway.
Wow. He's a good football coach, man.
He's a very good football coach.
And he is, but it's just the last time that the Tigers have made a polarizing hire.
Oh, you're comparing him to BK?
I'm not comparing him as in like football coach wise. I just feel like there's just something about it.
Yeah, the issue with Brian Kelly at LSU was not the football coaching acumen. No. He actually wasn't that bad. Like,
he just wasn't a fit.
It was justifiable to keep him, even with the records as they were. He got fired because nobody likes him.
Yeah.
Like, he just, and I say that, you laugh. He genuinely, this is not the first job nor the second job where it has been very abundantly clear. People don't like him.
No.
Yeah. I mean, my introduction to him was the Cincinnati departure to Notre Dame. My introduction to this element of him, I should say, Brian Kelly, that is, was the move from Cincinnati to Notre Dame. And boy, I ain't never heard players talk about a coach like that. I'm talking about publicly with their names and faces next to it. Like, he's just not as likable of a guy. Like, Lane Kiffin, I feel like people on the outside, you know, there's a massive conversation about him, and he's a polarizing figure. But for the most part, it seems like players, you know, like until it doesn't work. Like, for him, it seems like it works until it doesn't.
Well, yeah, if we're just talking about winning is the ultimate deodorant. It's a panacea. It fixes all things, right? Yeah. And if you're winning at a crazy high level, everybody will stomach it, right? As soon as that little bit of not winning come through, it ruins it. And he also had a job at LSU with Louisiana State University where the head coach is not, it's a political position.
Yeah.
There's a lot more than football that you have to contend with, which means there's more people that you need to talk to.
Yeah.
That, you know, there's more people that you need to appease. He is not an appeasing type fellow. And so after a while, they were like, man, I'm sick of your face. And you lost three games. Get out of my face.
Yeah. I mean,
I think Lane is more affable.
Yeah. You might as well, if you're the coach at LSU, you might as well be the lieutenant governor, right?
And yeah,
you might be the senior governor.
Yeah, I'm saying, right? And so he definitely has more of that, kind of a backhanded compliment here, but he definitely has that more politician fakeness to him as opposed to like, just don't nobody like this guy, Brian Kelly.
Absolutely.
I don't know. It's just how he exited Ole Miss, though. It was kind of strange
Well, I mean, he's
a
college football coach.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
We've got a lot of these.
The reaction, though.
Yes, certainly. Well, he's now the head coach at LSU, but he's also still Lane Kiffin. His family, I guess, stay in California. And apparently, Lane do not do his own groceries typically. But it seems like he did this instance, it seemed like. And most grocery stores in California charge an additional fee for paper bags. So there was a video that was going around the internet recently in which Lane Kiffin went to the store, came back from the store without a bag, but the grocery basket. He took the grocery basket and he was looking as if it was like, hey, what's the point? Why are y'all asking me about it? They didn't have no bags, cost money, so I took the basket. Fair or foul, B. Scott?
I would say fair.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
I'm not with the charging for the grocery bags and all of that. Get out of here with that. This to me is creative, fair.
Theft?
I like it. I'm going to support. He ain't really did he take the grocery basket all the way to his house?
Yes.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yes. The video happens inside his abode with him carrying a black basket full of bananas and other produce and things.
So I'll change my answer.
He took it to the house.
Foul, but also funny. Funny as hell. So foul, funny, I'll allow it. So, yeah, I think that's hilarious.
Yeah, I was like, but also, while I am with you, it is foul. I do recognize where you get to that place where you did not realize you got to pay for the bags. What am I supposed to do with all this food? Where am I supposed to put it? How am I supposed to get this home?
Yeah. And did he at least ask, is the basket cheaper than the bags total? Like, can I get the basket for on the low?
No,
walked out.
I think he just walked out with the basket. I think that's all that happened.
Yeah, don't try this at home. Don't want to advocate theft. Don't want to, but to me, funny.
Definitely.
So, hilarious.
Yes. Okay, so that is.
You know what they need to have?
What is that?
Y'all know at Ross, they got them sticks at the end of the baskets where you can't take them out.
Sorry, you
got
to say the full name. It's the Ross Dress for Less.
Ross Dress for Less. Sorry. I actually used to work there, so it's just Ross to me.
Oh, okay.
So, but yeah, they will stop you. Well, that stick will stop you.
Yes, because they don't want you to end up with Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
Somebody said fair, Belichick, the rules, charge for the bags, no rules on the carts. Huh, interesting. Yeah. Very good.
I was going to say, how much does this cart charge? Now, you know the cart ain't yours. You know the cart belongs to the place. So there's no confusion on, hey, can I take this cart home with me? Nobody's ever thought that. So, like,
that's not true.
It's kind of, that's willfully ignorant.
I was like, I have definitely seen people take the cart home.
What I'm saying, but they were not confused on who it belonged to.
They were
just pulling a Lane Kiffin. You know?
Just took it to the house.
But funny.
I just feel like you rich enough to where, pay for the damn bag, man.
Yeah, now if I had Lane Kiffin
you
money.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Like
we were talking about it from our aspect where we're like, hey, man, I don't know if I want to add this extra money on this cart. And even then, it's not like we are suffering. We should be able to pay the, what is it, like 10 cents for a bag or whatever.
I can definitely afford the groceries and the bags that they go in. Yes, I can.
I was like,
so if I can, my broke ass.
The audacity.
Then definitely Lane Kiffin.
And I saw people on the video having the audacity to also be like, this is how the rich people stay rich. No, it's not.
That's not how they stay rich. That's not how they stay rich. They stay rich by gallivanting around the country from job to job and leaving unassuming young men back behind, you know, wherever they came from and going to their, you know, next destination. That's how this guy stays rich.
Very good.
Always having a job.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right. Somehow it is still the mixtape here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Let's end on this one. I did tease this for two straight days. 911 operators were asked, what are the dumbest things that someone has called for? And this has been fascinating. It was as soon as I saw this, I was like, I need to know what are some of the dumb, because I can only imagine the various different instances and circumstances under which a really dumb thing has been called in. And it delivered. The very first one I saw is that the person's dad accidentally threw the little cards on the phone that you used to write down, because children, there weren't always cell phones. Sometimes you had a landline,
right?
And it didn't even have a screen to it, but it had some buttons where we're like quick dial buttons, and you had to write on a little card what the quick dial was set to. Well, the card had gotten thrown away, so he had quick dial buttons, but he didn't know what they were. And so how did this man decide that he was going to figure this out? He's going to press them all and call them. And
oh,
so,
no.
You know, so that he could fill them in. So he was hitting them one after the other, seeing who had called. Oh, this Aunt Shirley, right? Aunt Shirley down, boom, boom. Then he found the one for the police, got the 911 operator, and in a moment of haste, he just hung up. Except 911 traces the call. They sent the fire department, an ambulance, two cop cars, and all he was doing was just checking the quick dial.
Bruh, you can't just say false alarm. You can't just say, hey, I got wrong number.
Right.
Whatever happened to that? I guess that doesn't happen anymore, though, really, right?
If you have to say the police department, oh, wrong number.
Wrong number. You feel stupid, but you maybe even explain yourself, hey, man, this wasn't a traditional 911 call. I was doing the quick dial thing, and I didn't know that y'all was the quick dial. So, my bad. Just kidding.
You're being too logical.
Have a great day.
Scott. You're being too logical.
But, like, I would be more afraid to just hang up on 911 than I would to just tell them I made a mistake. Because they are going to come. They're gonna assume that you're in duress and that you weren't able to say what the issue is.
Right.
And they're going to come check on you.
Right.
That's normally how it works.
And I can understand how someone...
where you live.
I can understand that how someone who had not heard the segment or had not thought about it would be like, just hang up. If you know, though, that's how you handle it, right, B. Scott?
Yeah.
Except this man kept doing, you know, his spot. And then the next one was the fire department, did it again. They sent the fire department. They weren't very happy the second time.
It feels like he needs to, first of all, what's going on with the house phone? Like, why do we have that? Who loves him in his life? Who can just come in and say, hey, man, we don't need this no more? Like, it's a, like, at least not.
I imagine that this happened in the past.
Not,
I would hope so.
Yeah, I'm hoping so too. I was going to say, if this happened recently, somebody does not love him in this life to just say, hey, man, you know, we don't need, you can keep this as a relic, but we don't need this anymore.
So,
just get a smartphone, dude.
Another answer. I'll give you a couple more if you don't mind. Someone said, I don't know if you know this on smartphones, especially now. There are some settings, especially on Samsung, where you could set your, like, you know, power button if you tap it a few times to automatically call 911.
I've got that.
Right? Like, that's smart. In an emergency, if you can't, you know, maybe you stuck up or something, you just quietly hit the button, get somebody to call. Had a toddler fumbling around with that phone, watching that Coco Melon or whatever. Whoop, whoop. Here they come.
Yes. This was one of the reasons why I stopped allowing, and I don't think it was 911, but I know what it was. You know, doing social media stuff for actual media places. So I'll have access to multiple media spots, their social media on my phone. And so at some point I had to realize, look, I can't let kids play with my phone because they might accidentally tweet something from Mix 96.5 or 100.3 The Bull, or back when I was at KHOU, you know, The Chronicle. You know, like, I got all of this stuff on my phone, or have at some point had it on my phone. And so that mean,
and the baby just trying to get back to Bluey.
That mean my child, your child, nobody's child can really play with my phone. I would get them a device, but it can't be mine.
All right. So here is the podium that I found of dumbest reasons that someone called 911 for. Guy called for a suspicious package on his porch. Cop came out, looked at it, asked if the guy ordered something from Amazon. Guy said yes. Cop handed him the package and said, have a good day.
He should be arrested.
It's ridiculous.
At the very least, look, I don't want to get controversial, but if Sandra Bland got arrested, that man need to be arrested, man. Like, some of the people that have gone to jail over nonsense, and then this happens, this is like just to teach you a lesson. Maybe just overnight, maybe it's a hefty fine, but it shouldn't be like, here's your package, have a nice day. Like, you wasted government resources, taxpayer dollars on this right here.
But I told you that was third place on the podium, right?
Go to jail.
You ready? All right, here we go. Had a squad that got called in for a non-transport because the caller had pooped and couldn't wipe. So they sent 911 to have them wipe their butt.
Oh, no.
And finally.
No.
Someone said that their aunt was at 911 for 30 years in Florida. One night, a lady called from the McDonald's drive-thru because they were out of chicken nuggets.
Oh, I've heard about that.
And that, my friend, is the mixtape.
Now, that, I think, makes sense.
Really?
Because what the hell are we doing?
How dare you not have McNuggets?
Yes. The police, somebody needs to intervene. Police, the mayor, I don't know, somebody.
The president.
The Chamber of Commerce. I don't know.
Business Bureau.
Somebody. I don't know who it is, but somebody needs to answer for this. No nuggets? What?
There you go. That's a mixtape here in the loop on Sports Radio 610, 120 p.m. every weekday. All right, coming up next, I want to return to the question of the day, but we didn't get to the Texans aspect of it, so I definitely want to. The question of the day with Houston sports, H-Town sports, done for the calendar year. What was your favorite moment of Houston sports? Except, what was your favorite Texans moment of the calendar year 2025? 713-572-4610. We'll do that next and then hand it off to the drive.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.